Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hello, Jasmine.
Hey.
How you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing good, doing good. They do need to get you a new headset. Is that the same issues you've been having?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, they have they had you come in, like try to come in the office and get a new one ever? They ever tell you to do that?
No, every time I have a problem with the headset, they always try to come out and restart a computer. Restart a computer. Restart a computer. And it always will back to the same.
So it'll restart and work for a little bit and then just kind of get back to
and
this.
And it'll go right back to this, right.
Well, I guess, they're trying to get the most out of it. like I said, your QAs have been good these last 2 weeks. So, yeah, nothing really to go over. Same old same. We had actually disputed two of them for this week, which was a 90 and an 80. So the only thing left is just an 80 because you told a customer that you were giving them a refund, but you forgot to tell them that it takes 3 to 5 business days for those refunds to process.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
That's part of the refund protocol. And trust me, you're not the only one who's been marked off of that one. It's just, just make sure that when you give somebody a refund, no matter what campaign, you tell them that it takes 3 to 5 business days every single time.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I get it, right?
Yeah.
But that's what we get scored for, so that's what we got to stay on top of. I don't write the rules of the game. I just coach it.
I hear you.
For last week, I mean, it really one was you had a hold time. Then there was one where you forgot to state the name of the account, which really, if for me or not, you know, the name of the product, not the name of the account. You forgot to state the name of the product. And just remember on your mental checklist that any time a customer verifies the address, the very next thing you do is say the product name.
Okay.
And then there was one for active listening where you had to ask the customer for their name several times. And, you know, and I get it. We have a lot of customers and trying to search for their accounts. It's just that something else that QA will pick up on. It was a 90, so it's not a big deal. But
I did what now?
You had to ask for their name several times, so it was you had a deduction for active listening.
Really?
Yeah, the customer had to say their name like 2 or 3 times. Then you know, and if it's just it depends who you get on QA. They have different people who grade for different things, but if you have somebody who's particular about a certain thing like that, you'll have a deduction for it. So just try your best. I understand that, you know, it kind of sounds petty, or you know, it's not really something that you see you know being deducted for a lot, but at the same time, you know, that it is possible for them to do it for that. So just try to stay on top of it to the best that you can. And like I said,
okay,
last week you still made a 95 for the week, which is, you know, that pays you just like making 100. So no complaints there. And then this week, you know, I disputed 2 QAs for you. All that's left is that 80 for explaining the time range for the refund. That's it as far as QA goes. We did get an email about a TH Quality account. Let me see exactly what it says here. Mm-hmm. It happened on the same day that we had that one coaching, the last one, so I'm not going to really like hold it against you, but I am just going to talk to you about it. It said the bank rep called in and conferenced the customer on the line regarding the attempted charge. You explained everything. The customer didn't mm-hmm. fully, like, they didn't really understand. And, you know, it says that you were rude and began to speak over the customer. And you canceled the account, provided the cancellation ID. And she asked you if you could text the cancellation number to her. And you said no, but you should have offered to email it, which, I mean, you can just tell them that you get an email to them.
Okay.
Yeah, and I mean they it's just you going back and forth with the customer as far as them not being able to understand. Just, you know, try not to let them, you know, don't let dumb folks get on your nerves to the best that you can, right? I mean, nobody likes dealing with them, but hey, that's sort of our job. You got to remember that first of all, these people put their credit card on a website thinking that everything, that they weren't going to be charged anything, right? I mean, you and I are smarter than that, aren't we?
Right.
So it's not like we're dealing with the brightest crayons in the book anyways. So if it takes you a couple of times to explain trials to somebody who can't get it, well, I mean, we're dealing with a certain type of person anyway that puts credit cards on websites they don't know about. So, you know, it ain't like we've got to deal with geniuses. You know, that's just to put it not mildly.
Right.
So just don't let them get to you because, you know, if they were any brighter, they wouldn't be talking to us in the first place.
No, right.
But that's it. You know, you do a great job as far as your QA scores. You know, just try not to let customers get to you. You know, try to correct the small issues. And do you have any questions for me as far as this or anything?
I don't.
No. Well, how are you liking working from home? You know, is that something that you want to keep doing after the pandemic is over?
Yeah, it's smooth so far. I mean, you don't got to worry about putting on the clothes and nothing like that. So,
I imagine that you save a...
Having to get up to drive.
Yeah. And then you save on gas, and I imagine you'd save on food since you can just make something quick there instead of, you know, having the only options to eat out. Sometimes, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I imagine it's nice to get out of the house every once in a while, too, huh?
Right.
I was just curious. So I'll put you down as a, because eventually, you know, we're getting to the point where everybody's relaxing and some people we're going to start calling back to the house. But, you know, you have the scores and the attendance really to stay at home that I
okay.
see now. So just keep that up. And if you want to stay working from home, then it shouldn't be no problem for you to continue.
Okay. Are you staying in-house?
Yeah. Well, they let the leads at first work from home, which was nice. But, you know, after a few weeks, they told us we all had to be in anyway. So, which kind of sucks.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Hey, it is what it is.
Is
I like
Kristen
from
still
home.
At home?
She actually is a senior lead now, and she works right next to me, so
oh, okay.
she's in the house again.
Oh, okay.
Or in-house, not in the house. But
right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I see her every day except today because she's off on well, on Friday and Saturday. So that's her weekend.
Let's
see.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be I think we're going to be doing some sort of virtual Easter egg hunt kind of things going on for Easter. So keep your eyes peeled for that. There may be some rewards. Yeah, I've heard they're either going to do some sort of trivia or they may try to hide some Easter eggs in like a script page or something to that extent. So keep your eyes open for that. Yeah, there'll be some like gift cards to something to eat or, you know, some sort of like rewards for doing it. So keep your eyes open for that. You probably be able to catch them because you pay attention to the details. All right, Jasmine. Well, I'm going to let you go. It was good talking to you. Thank you again. And
all right.
You can reach out to me about anything on any time. I may not see it right away, but I'll answer it when I can.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you, darling. You have a good one.
You too.
Bye.